Hey guys, Aaron can't talk, so thanks for watching the Aaron Advantage podcast.
That's good.
Just use it. That can be the intro. All right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in live to the Aaron Advantage Podcast Live. Today, I am sitting here with Tyler Hines, developer of Washington Plaza. We're going to talk about some of the things he's got going on over there, as well as announce something new that I'm going to be trying out this year. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, we are trying to watch live comments. So if you have any questions about anything we're talking about at any point in time, I do have my iPad here in front of me so that you can go ahead, comment, and we'll get going on that. Also, did want to point out today. A lot of people commented or text me about the last podcast I did about the audio not sounding like it's coming through the mics. That's because this audio will be specifically for the podcast and for my post-edited video. So for the live stream, your audio you're hearing is from my phone that I'm streaming with. So hopefully you can hear us okay. Let us know if there's anything that we can do for you and go ahead and comment with any questions you got. So without further ado, Tyler, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me out. Looking forward to a nice chat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. So let's start off just by talking about what is Washington Plaza? Where are you at? Give some people some background on exactly what's going on over there.
Sure, yeah, thanks. So, I mean, a lot of people know that Washington Plaza, it's the old Schnucks building on Green River in Washington. My partner, Dilip Patel, and I bought it a couple years ago and began renovating the building. So I'd worked in that area for a long time, and it always kind of bothered me that building faced backwards. So the loading docks and sort of the unpleasant features of the building were facing the main corner of Washington and Green, and it was just really an eyesore. I guess they did it for the functionality. They needed it because there was a busy grocery, but it just didn't make sense aesthetically. So what we wanted to do is flip that building. So we purchased a lot on Green River Road as well. So now you have sort of a strip center on Green River Road, a strip center on Washington, and another one coming around the front to what traditionally was the front of the building on the west-facing side. So really, you know, just great exposure. I think we went through several different, looks and ultimately landed on what you see there, and we've been really pleased with the way it's turned out.
Yeah, I got to say, the building actually looks pretty fantastic. I know we did a video walkthrough back when you were, in demolition mode, and I watched it the other day. I took a look back. I was like, oh my gosh, it's changed so much. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of, doing this. The development work is, as you know, Aaron, I have a mortgage company, and mortgage is my primary occupation, and I love doing that, and interest rates are great. So if anybody
needs to, quick plug, easy plug there.
They're really good right now. So if you haven't talked to somebody about refi, give us a call. But
and we'll make sure to put Tyler's contact information in the comments and on this as well.
Right. And I get to work with numbers, and I get to work with people, and that's awesome. But there's just something about seeing a project and having a vision for it and seeing it all kind of come together and going through the process and picking out, everything from paint colors to floor plans and just seeing it all come together is really something rewarding about that.
You kind of threw out there already, you got the mortgage company that's your primary business. That's obviously one of the tenants there at Washington Plaza. What other kind of businesses do you have in there right now?
Yeah, so the first one to get up and going was Regional Land Title. So they close loans, which is obviously very convenient for us. So shout out to Shannon and everybody over there. And Gooden Consulting, that's our IT guy. So it's such a blessing to have him in the buildings. Anytime we have issues, I can say, hey, Cody, come down, and help us out. And he run all the wires and got all the internet and takes care of all of those things, computer issues, sells computers, runs a DJ service. So, he's a man of many talents, but those are the three, the first three tenants that are out there with frontage facing units, and then we've got some more coming on the inside.
Gotcha. Are there any businesses that are kind of in talks right now that you're allowed to discuss that might be going in? Feel free to say no if it's still on the DL.
So it gets a little tricky. Obviously, confidentiality is important. If a business is moving, their employees worry, or the competition worry, they don't want the competition to get leg up. It's there's just lots of reasons why we can't divulge as much as we would like to.
And I'm sure you get to ask that question all the time.
Almost every day, yeah. and it's okay. I enjoy it. But But yeah, I do wish, you know, I like to be more of an open book, and I would love to share that information. But we are in talks with, you know, a financial advisor. There's, you know, some medical, mostly medical and professional. There's a concept for a coffee shop / wine bar that I think we'll probably be launching soon. We'll be able to announce that. Yeah, just there's several different ones in there, as well as the co-work space, which I think we'll get to here.
The co-work space is pretty cool. That's a huge trend that's going on right now. Obviously, a lot of people doing their side hustle, finding places they can go and do stuff. So I know that the co-work space that you're building out right now, you've got some different options available for people as far as like subscription base. What kind of options are you going to have for the co-working areas you've got?
Yeah, so it's going to be Evansville's only east side co-work space. So there's basically three tiers. We built some executive suites, which are essentially a private office. You know, they're roughly 12 by 14. It's, you know, sort of an all-inclusive monthly thing. So you'll have a spot to go to meet clients at. You know, they're going to be finished out very nicely. You know, we've got a couple of those at least, so Dusty will help.
Yeah, Dusty. Shout out to Dusty, first podcast episode participant. I heard she's got a space in there.
She does, yeah. So actually, her desk got moved in. I think it was yesterday. So we're up and running on that bad boy. But on the three tiers, so that's a private office where we're doing those for $250 a month. That includes everything. So, you know, that's your internet, utilities. There's a, you know, restrooms, shared break room, conference room, all of that. Then there's some semi-private offices that we built, which essentially we built out cubicles all along the perimeter of the space. Those are gonna have a standing desk, an L-shaped standing desk in it. So those are gonna go for $125 a month, and that includes, you know, obviously all the other amenities as well. And then there's just sort of a, you know, group space, you know, first come, first serve. Space in the middle is gonna have some. We're gonna have some comfy seats and a cool atmosphere. Just a, you know, a vibrant spot to come and get some work done. And we're not quite finished on the pricing there, but that'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of $800-$900 for the full year.
Cool. And everybody's got kind of their own access code and get in and out of the building and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. There's you know, plenty of security there, and it'll be a great, you know, networking spot. And like I said, you know, just a good kind of vibrant atmosphere to work and call your space and hopefully do a lot of networking.
Yeah, and I will just go ahead. I mentioned earlier that there's going to be an announcement here on this podcast today. I'm really excited about the space.
I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Particularly because I actually just leased a spot myself. This will be one of the last times I got to get it furnished. But we are setting up a podcast studio specifically just for recording podcasts in a space that I leased from Tyler in that co-work area. It's going to be open and available for other people to utilize to record podcasts if they want to do that as well. So I do have a business getting started on that where I'll have options available for people that they can come in, record by the hour. We might even have some abilities for you to pay for some editing services and things of that nature as well.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped about it because I mentioned it to a couple people in passing and everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's a great idea. And I'll tell you right now, I'm stoked that I'll have one place where I can go and set this stuff up instead of having to pull it in and out every single time I want to do something. So if you're interested in potentially starting your own podcast, definitely hit me up in the comments or shoot me a message and let me know because I'll have some options available here very shortly.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. That's going to be cool. Like just watching you get the whole setup here thing done this morning and Scotty and just knowing that you're going to have that all done and ready. And so you just have to come in, sit down and do it. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I told her, so we may have priced these a little too cheaply because I was just telling him about it. And he said, you know what? I might want one of those for space for that.
Definitely call, not so. Too cheap. Definitely not too cheap.
But
great value.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So anything else you want to talk about specifically about the plaza? Or maybe you want to, you did mention the mortgage business and everything else. You can talk about that. Let us know kind of what's going on in your life there.
Yeah. So I guess to finish up on the co-work space, we're having a grand opening March 20th. We'll have a ribbon cutting at noon. We've already got food trucks lined up. So come, you know, grab a bite to eat, check out the new space. And
what food trucks do you have?
I should know that. You're
somebody,
right.
Somebody else did it.
Yes. Thank you, Diana. She's taking care of all of that, but we'll have announced it. We'll publish it all out there.
And there may or may not be some live streaming of
things. I don't
want
to say the wrong food truck.
I understand. So. No worries. Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll make sure and I'll share the event that he's already got on Facebook going on my page as well, because obviously with me being in that space, I want to be there for that grand opening too.
Oh, for
so
sure. Yeah.
It'll be a good time. So let's talk mortgages. Rates are fantastic. Business is good.
They are. You know, if in all seriousness, if you haven't, if you know, if you're anything around 4% or anywhere in that ballpark, it's probably worth having a conversation with seeing what you can get. You know, obviously rates are going to be different based on program and loan to value and credit score and all of those things. But they're really, really good right now. You know, some of the things going on in the world, economy, the coronavirus.
Let's
scare,
not talk about coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of hearing about it.
We've talked about this. Yes. How many people does the regular flu kill every year? And we're freaking out about, you know,
yeah.
Not that any deaths are unimportant, but right. It's a relatively small number, when you look at it globally. But yeah, so anyway, that being said, just, conditions are wonderful for rates, and it's a good time to buy a house. Or look at refi.
And I will say, if anybody hasn't gone to check out his Facebook page, TRH Mortgage, go look at the photos of the space. He had his grand opening for his company a while back, and the space is absolutely beautiful. Great areas for closings, everything else in there. So it's a cool building. Even if you just want to go see what you know they can do at the plaza, that would be a spot that you can go get that checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, we... You know, got a lot of good input and really put our hearts into making it a cool space and making it a space that people want to come to work in and, you know, come to do business in. So,
all right. Well, that's pretty much all the questions I've got today and all the stuff that I want to do. But is there anything else that you think that people need to know about, where they can locate you? What's the best way to get a hold of you? Any information you want to share?
So, sure. I mean, Washington Plaza. It's South Green River Road and Washington Avenue. That's where you can find us. 812-401-0660 is the best number to reach you at. We've got, you know, we make it really easy to put in applications. We've got a link that can send that does fill out all the pre-approval information. It can verify, you know, income, assets, do all of those things that you may have heard at a company that does quite a bit of advertising. It's about something about rockets, but... you know, instead of getting put on a rocket to a call center in Detroit, you get somebody in my office that has good experience and will take good care of you. So,
and I can say from personal experience, because I actually got my mortgage through Tyler and refied it through Tyler shortly thereafter because rates got so good. The process was absolutely seamless. It's the easiest business I've ever done as far as getting a mortgage, and I've done them several places, and that was fantastic.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So
no problem. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in live for the Aaron Advantage podcast. We really enjoyed getting a little bit more information on Washington Plaza and the different things that are coming. Quick reminder, if you have any needs for mortgages, give Tyler a shout. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, let me know and we'll get you going. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to be on the podcast at any point in time or you want to know more about the studio, don't forget to give me a shout, 812-779-6273.